Om Shanti, one of the greatest Russian author, Fyodor Dostoevsky, has written a very poignant event of his life. When he was very young, he was one of those revolutionaries who was against the king who was there. And it so happened that because of his revolutionary activities, he was arrested with his friends because they were causing revolt in the kingdom. And for many months they were imprisoned. It was a very dark phase of his life. And then one day suddenly a vehicle came and all of them were pushed into that vehicle and they were taken to some other place. They didn't know what is happening, where they are being carried away. And they reached a place and they got to know that all of them are going to be shot dead. That was the place where gallows were there. And soon they all would be dead. And a sudden fear gripped the minds of all those young men that soon they all would be dead. The death was just in front of them. And one by one, the men of the king started taking them ahead. When the turn of this author, Fyodor, came, suddenly at that very moment, the messenger of the Tsar, king, came and he announced that Dostoevsky and his friends are released. They won't be hanged. They won't be shot dead. And then there was a sudden relief. But at that point of time, he had another thought. And he thought, what was going in my mind when I was about to be killed? I was thinking what I was doing throughout my life. What I have done, only mistakes, only blunders, only wasting time. What were the important events of my life? None. I could have done so much in life and I couldn't do anything. And all the scenes and all the events of his life started coming in front of his eyes. And later on, he wrote one book, The Idiot. In that book, a scene was created just like which had happened actually in his life. And he wrote his feeling through one of his characters. And he said, for the first time, death was so in front of me and I felt I did not do what I was supposed to do in life. I felt as if, why did I waste my time? My life was a series of mistakes and blunders and as if it's a stage of sleep. Unconsciousness. And suddenly he felt as if he got a new lease of life and sudden reawakening happened and sudden spiritual resurgence of new thoughts. And then his life was not the same as it was before, because at this point of time he realized something which he never realized before. So when the death is just in front of us, what should be our thoughts? And if the death comes right now in front of us, what would be our thoughts? What I did in life? Remember the first day when I was born as a Brahmin, and from that point of time till now, what is my effort? What I did? Baba said in one of the murlis that you don't take much time to absolve your sins of 63 births as much as the time you take to absolve the sins of this Brahmin life. Whatever sins you did before becoming Brahmin, that was the account of 1:1. But now it is 1:100. If after becoming Brahmin, one is repeatedly breaking the Srimat, one is repeatedly committing some or other blunder, one is repeatedly getting attracted to the sensual pleasures of the body and coming in the grip of vices. And just imagine the death is in front of us. What thoughts would come in our minds? I could have done much better than I did. Probably this would be the thought. Why did I commit such foolish blunders of my life and for such foolish temporary pleasures of the flesh? They are so transitory. This is the life of tapasya. This is the life of penance. This is the life of burning alive. This is the life to do something which Baba wants us to do. This is not the ordinary life. We cannot do what the worldly people do. We cannot see what the worldly people see. We cannot think what the worldly people think. We have to do something more. Simply knowing Gyan is not enough, as in today's blessing Baba said. Gyan doesn't mean that you start speaking. Gyan doesn't mean that you become a speaker. Gyan doesn't mean that you start relating the knowledge to others, and when you don't get the opportunity, you get into upheavals or depression. But Gyan means to become the embodiment of Dharana. And when you become the embodiment of Dharana, from today's blessing Baba said, you get the marks of service. You get the blessings of the souls. And you get the instant fruit, which is happiness. And the true server, the one who is the Dharana Swarup, embodiment of Dharana, is the true server. How much I have become the very embodiment of Dharanas. Or I am just like a parrot. And I think that this is Gyan, while in fact this is just information which I have gathered. Don't misinterpret information as Gyan. Gyan doesn't mean just to know things. Gyan is not information. Information means I am soul. This is the information. I am from Paramdham. This is one of the informations. God has come now. This is an information. This is the cycle of 5,000 years. This is the information. This is the confluence age going on. This is the information. Don't think that the information which we have got is Gyan. To become Gyani means doesn't mean that you know all of these things. This is just the first step. We progress from information to knowledge, and from knowledge to wisdom. So the first thing to come to the conclusion is that I have not known anything till now. Let me begin today. Let me understand this knowledge today. Let me become the embodiment of knowledge. Let me become the embodiment of Dharana today. Let me understand what Baba wants from me. Let me understand fully this thirst of knowledge. This thirst to experience the super sensuous bliss, the thirst to go beyond the consciousness of the body. This retreat is to awaken that thirst. This retreat is to detach yourself from the world and from this body and to enter the realm of soul and soul consciousness. This retreat is to disconnect, to reconnect, because the inner connection is lost somewhere. Probably we are not doing everything what Baba wants us to do. And we are fooling ourselves that we are doing everything. And probably there is some amount of self-deception which is going on. Come out of this illusion that we know things. Come out of this illusion that we have become Gyanis and we have become Yogis. You know, The greatest scientist of this century, Stephen Hawking, had said a very good thing. He said, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. The illusion that I have known, illusion that I have understood, become a small child again. Next 2 days, forget everything. Your family, your world, and everything. Become a small child who wants to learn, who wants to know, who has come here just to fill totally, fully. Remove all the rubbish which is there in the hearts and minds. Keep aside all the ego and become a small child. Forget that how long you have been in Gyan. Forget all those things. And feel as if today I am taking new birth. This is the time Baba has given me. Let me prepare myself for something life-changing thing which is going to happen. Don't let it remain or become ordinary, commonplace, mundane event. Resolve that this retreat or this bhatti is going to be a turning point. And how much time is needed for self-transformation? Not the whole day also, just a second. A second of deep realization that I am going wrong will suddenly pull you out of all the wrongdoings. A deep realization that this is not the way I am supposed to be. Baba doesn't want me to be like this. Why I am leading the life of self-deception? One. Why I am leading the life of untruth? Why I am leading the life of guilt consciousness? Because every time you breach Srimad, you break Srimad, there would be guilt consciousness. Getting up at Amrit Vela, but ordinary Amrit Vela, will leave behind some guilt consciousness. Getting up at Amrit Vela but sleepy all the time, not getting up for Amrit Vela or not getting up late. Every day we have Murli. Going to the Murli, sitting in the Murli class, writing down points and coming back. This is a very old style. Baba is not happy with this. Every now and then Baba keeps on saying, churn, churn, churn. Go into the depth of the ocean, bring out pearls from there. What I am doing? Remembrance, remembrance, remembrance. Today's Sakar Murli, so many times Baba said, be in remembrance and you will have happiness. Be in remembrance and your sins would get cut. Be in remembrance and you will get unlimited lottery of happiness. Be in remembrance and you will be able to control all the senses. To what extent I have become Karmendriya Jeet? To what extent I have become the controller of my senses? To what extent I have become the king, the master of my body? Or the flesh pulls me still? We have been following the order of the bodies. Now order the body to do what you want. Because we are the masters. He is saying something and I am doing something. So that will induce guilt consciousness. Why am I allowing this guilt consciousness to come in me? And it will continue unless and until I wake up. And for waking up, a shock is needed. So this retreat is a spiritual shock. Are you ready? What happens when you touch an electric live wire? You are thrown. Unless and until a shock is received, there is no transformation. Don't think that, okay, I'll plan my change, okay. Then gradually I'll change. Then this I will do. This doesn't work. A person who is sleeping, what is needed to wake him up? Tell me, a person is sleeping, what all things you will do to wake him up? Yeah? Yeah? So sound. First is alarm. But now you are blowing the trumpet, but still he is not sleeping. Now tell next. So your sound has failed. Next. Water. So you have brought tons of water, tanks of water, and you tried to pour, but he is not sleeping, he is getting up. Second has failed. Third. What is the third thing? Shake him up loudly. So very vigorously, violently shake him up. But now he is not waking still. Third has failed. Now tell fourth. Electric shock. Okay. Shock is given. He is not waking up. Tell next. You want to harm him? Okay. Around the fire. But he is unaffected by fire. Next. Next. What you will do to wake him up? He is not waking up. Poke him with some weapons. You know Kumbhakarna? What was done to wake him up? Multiple things were tried. Pinch him. Okay. So you have tried to pinch him. Huh? What? What? Shoot. Oh, you don't want to kill him. You want to wake him. Your aim is not to kill him. Your aim is to wake him up. How do you wake him up? Huh? Suffocate. Oh, but if in the case of suffocation, if he dies then? How was Kumbhakarna woken up? By food. By fragrance. Okay. Then what else? How to wake him up? He's very stubborn. Huh? By sound. God has come, he knows, he is teaching every day that God has come. He is teaching and he is sleeping. In the sleep, he keeps on doing giving 7 day course to others. But he himself is sleeping. He is a very unique personality. He teaches everyone, time is less, time is less, time is less, please come, please come. God has come, God has come, God has come. He finishes his sleep and then his speech and then goes to sleep. This is what the Brahmin is doing. One of the senior sisters in India, once she showed to a group of teachers, center Nivasis teachers, a picture. And the picture was having a Kumbhakarna sleeping and Brahma Kumari is pouring knowledge. That you all know that picture. You have seen that picture? A Brahma Kumari is pouring and the senior teacher told the junior teachers, tell what, comment on this picture. They said, what is there to comment? We know this picture because we teach this every day to those people who come for courses. But the sister said, look at him nicely. This is a special Kumbhakaran. He is wearing badge. The one who is sleeping is not outsider, but he is a Brahmin who is sleeping wearing a badge. And the knowledge is getting poured from this side and coming out from another side. So this is the time. This is the time to wake up. Try everything, but awaken the sleeping giant within. Try everything. Poke him. Put water. Put light. Flash torch. Shake him. Let him wake up with the fragrance of food. The food of purity. The food of divine atmosphere as is created here. Because the time is less, very less. We never know how the things would change suddenly in next few years. Everything would change and we would have no time. The world will repent. But the greatest repentance would happen to Brahmins. They will shed tears of blood, Baba said. Why? Because they had time to do so much efforts they did not do. They had time to make their stage very strong. They did not do. They were involved in their petty struggles of life. My family, my this, my that, and my that. And they were drowned in all the indulgence of the bodies. While it was a time to awake, while it was the time to rise up again, while it was the time to remain conscious, not to become unconscious. Unconsciousness means body consciousness. To remain alert and awake means soul consciousness. How, to what extent I am that? What's happening within me? What is my inner world like? Full of chaos, anarchy? Full of disturbance? Full of guilt consciousness? Full of self-deception, hypocrisy? Am I not practicing hypocrisy when I say to the world, wake up, and I myself am sleeping? So this is the time to wake up. And as I said, create a thought in mind, all of you, today itself, that this retreat is going to be a life-changing event. I am not going with the same person after this. Identify one of your greatest weakness. The greatest of the sanskar which is not going, the one single vice which is hidden and in spite of trying everything, it has not gone. One such habit, one such addiction, which is the reason of repeated falls. A very subtle internal fall which is not even visible to others but visible only to me, and I know it. Catch hold of that sanskar. And now you have the cumulative powers of so many souls. Such atmosphere you cannot get anywhere except in Madhuban or in some bigger retreats. So this is a great fortune of all of us to gather here. And there is a combined recharging of atmosphere, because every soul has come with an aim that I want to take something from the retreat. So when similar minded souls gather together, a new aura and new energy is created. So take advantage of that. Just look at last 6 months and what was my efforts. Forget too much of the past. But I am saying last 6 months, what was my effort? What were the reasons of my faults? What were my addictions, my habits, my sanskars which are against Srimat? What all things that happened that I could have stopped from happening? Why that passion? Why that surge of anger? Why that trace of laziness? Why that iota of carelessness still? So, this is an alarm bell, an awakening call for all of us. Let it remain like that. And as I said, it doesn't take much to transform a deep realization combined with a very strong shock. Will make the soul realize that what I am doing, why I am wasting time in particular relationship which is useless. Then Baba is saying, have all relationships only with me. Why I am expanding my relationships unnecessarily? Let me gather myself. Let me make myself strong and re-establish my connection with the Father so that I lead a life, a Brahmin life, which is free from guilt consciousness, which is free from untruth, and which is free from self-deception. Prepare your mind in this manner today itself. And let's embark on that journey of Manmanabhava. Let's hear the chantless chant of Manmanabhava, the soundless sound of Manmanabhava, that we remain stabilized only in the remembrance of one Father. Om Shanti.